Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome to the letter G. G is for grabbing items under the bed. Once a week, challenge everyone to grab all items under the bed, couch, tables, and so forth to return it to the assigned home. So we jumped into that with A, return all items home. However, this is just going a little bit further deep into it, as well as I'm going to introduce you to feng shui, chat about other hidden clutter hotspots that you might not think about, and then to remind you of all the solutions that we've mentioned before to help you counter this clutter that is building up in these spots. Are you ready? According to Merriam-Webster Dictionary.com, feng shui is a Chinese geomantic practice in which a structure or site is chosen or configured so as to harmonize with the spiritual forces that inhabit it. Rawr! Yeah, exactly. So I look at it, and I've been doing feng shui to every home that I've lived in since I was in Dallas. So at least 15 years, if not longer, 20. And it's basically the flow of energy. It is a concept that each space in your house is aligned with a certain aspect of your life. And we will go further into that in a moment. And if it is perfectly clear, energy is flowing, then you have luck in that area. And if it's not, if you have a buildup of clutter, then most likely the energy is blocked there or it's stagnant and it's not going to flow freely throughout your entire house or that section of your house, which would then create problems in that area of your life. So there is a Eastern and a Western version of the Bagua map, and these essentially lay out the various life areas of your home. So the Eastern one adheres to the compass directions, while the Western is made slightly easier for us, and you just place it at your entryway. So where the north is for the compass, that is where it starts for us. And while the sections are laid out with the same categories, unless your front door is the northernmost point of your house, you will have different layouts if depending on which one you use. So the Eastern Bagua is an octagon, while the Western is a rectangular grid divided into 9 squares, or like 3x3. And so we'll discuss the Western version going forward. And I'm just going to go through the 9 categories and tell you about what they are as well. So with each category, you have an element. You have a shape associated with it, colors, crystals, essential oils, so much. And so I'm going to read you the 9 categories, and you can Google Western Bagua map, B-A-G-U-A, and look at this. That'll be a lot easier. And I'll make a copy and put it in the show notes as well if I can do that. But so my facing face down, the upper left is your wealth and prosperity. To the right, middle is fame and reputation. Far right, relationships. Middle left is family, center is your health, far right middle is children and creativity, bottom left is knowledge and self-cultivation, middle bottom is career, and then the right bottom is travel and helpful people. And so what you're supposed to do is with the Western, it's whatever your main entrance is into your house, you lay these 9 straight in front of you. So the career and life path, or whatever one of the bottom ones hits your entrance, your front entrance, that is where you would lay it flat. And then the quadrants just align with where your house is laid out. And so it could be your kitchen is your wealth and prosperity or your bathroom, bedroom, etc. So what I want you kind of do is imagine the layout of your house right now and just think of the areas that are cluttered and see what it correlates with. So if you're having health issues right now, or everyone in the house seems to be getting sick or colds, see where the center of your house is. See if that is where your office is and there's stacks of paper, or it's where the kids' playroom is and there's never toys in the proper spot, or there's no system in place. Or if you are perpetually single, look at your back right area and see if that isn't also a cluttered spot. So I find it quite funny. When I did this at my last apartment, I did not feng shui until I'd been there about a year after I took a course on it, and I was like, I want to do this again. And surprisingly, maybe not surprisingly, each area already reflected majority of the feng shui principles quite well, except my relationship square. And the only decorations that I removed was my family photos from my career section, and then I shifted all of my nephew drawings from relationship area to the children's and creativity section. And then my bathroom was actually my relationship square. So I bought two towels, matching shower curtains with red roses and the word love spelled out, and replaced the teal one that I had had. And then bought additional storage bins so that I had at least two and equal numbers of each. And then in my kitchen, it was still partially the relationship square. So, like on the other side of the bathroom, I put a photo that reflects love. And so that kind of is an example of what you can do to make it reflect the square that it's supposed to be. So, what is believed is that when you have an area of distress, stagnation in your house, you can just add some of these elements to that section, and it will help bring the flow of energy and help transform that section of your life into a free-flowing, positive area of your life. So, for example, knowledge and self-cultivation, the element is earth. And then the colors are dark blue, black, cream, taupe, yellow, and beige. And then to enhance it, you can put an image of someone whose knowledge you admire, books or quotes that support a positive frame of mind, anything that encourages mindfulness and peaceful thoughts. To incorporate the earth element, you can obviously add the plants, even like terracotta planters, earthenware vases in your kitchen or granite countertops in the bathroom, water features. Water represents wealth and abundance, and so that's a great area to put in this section. And so I will not go through all nine squares of telling you exactly what element is aligned to it or whatnot. Just know that you can do a quick Google search and all that information is at your fingertips. You can even go to my website, statusorganized.com, search feng shui, and the article that I wrote, I don't know, at the last conference I attended is up there as well, and it lays down everything for you. Just know that the number one step to feng shuiing your home is to declutter. So you have to remove all the stuff so the qi can flow throughout your entire home. And then the second step is to clean. So after you've removed all of the clutter, go back through and clean every area. You sense that you enjoy, play upbeat music. Remember that where intention goes, energy flows. And so as you're cleaning, think about what square you're in and what you hope to achieve with that feng shui space. And you can use vinegar, baking soda, essential oils to keep it more natural. And then after you've decluttered and you've cleaned, you'll then organize. And so you'll create those systems of like with like and incorporate the feng shui principles of that one space, utilizing the colors, the elements, the design, etc. And you might have to swap from one room to another so that the colors match and the decor items match exactly what you're hoping to achieve in that one space. Or grab from nature, grab rocks, grab flowers. One of the biggest challenges of feng shui is that our houses are permanently built. We generally won't be able to change that the front door walks directly to the back door, which is an unfavorable effect because it allows the qi, the energy, to flow directly out of the house. Or don't place your bed in alignment with a door or a window because energy will escape. Don't have a mirror overlooking your bed because energy will escape. Don't sleep beneath a fan or angled ceilings. Don't have anything underneath your bed. Remove clutter. Yay, always. Put the toilet seat down, always, because you don't want the chi to flow out the toilet. So basically, if you have an unfavorable effect in your house, don't worry about it. There's all of these counters. Just Google it and you'll figure out exactly how to create harmony and chi to flow freely. I have bells hanging up in my hallway to counter the loss of flowing energy. So I could talk about feng shui for hours, and I already have for 10 minutes, just to introduce you to the awesomeness that is feng shui. But If you recall, just recently I stated one of the unfavorable effects is having stuff underneath your bed. So ideally, nothing's under there because you want energy to flow freely over you. So like when you are sleeping, if you can just imagine chi, it has the ability to flow all around you, to heal you, to have you sleep deeply, everything. And so in feng shui, they recommend you have nothing underneath your bed. If you are experiencing poor sleep or restlessness while you're trying to sleep, perhaps the clutter underneath your bed is contributing to that. So I would recommend that you clear it out, put things where they belong. Don't just shove them into a separate area in your bedroom because that's still creating that stagnant energy. And just see how you sleep that night, if you're able to be calm and restful for deep sleep. Sometimes that's not realistic. Sometimes you don't care about feng shui and you'll do it anyway. So a quick aside, if you will store things underneath your bed, then you can also do under bed storage containers, which I absolutely love, and some clients need to have it, or we put it under the guest bed. And then I don't know if they remove it when the guests come, but that is a spot if you don't have storage anywhere else. Also, a great place to store vacuum sealed bags. So if you have a lot of extra blankets or your winter items, especially if you're in Texas, sweaters, etc., future clothes, clothes that don't fit, or the clothes that have been outgrown by somebody, all of that can go into vacuum sealed bags and placed underneath the bed. But make sure you label it of exactly what is in there. And last little tidbit about feng shui, also of the belief that if you store old items or if you store belongings that you're not using, this is also creating energy to be stagnant and stay in place, which can also affect mood, relationships, and sleep quality. And so everything in your space carries energy. And as we mentioned previously, if we're not using it and giving that item its joy in life to be utilized for whatever purpose it's meant to be used for, that's not the best thing for that thing. And so you want to allow it to be utilized in the best way possible. So that might require you letting go of it rather than it gathering dust, because dust is also not a good feng shui energy flow. And so once a Sunday, as we discussed before, maybe you look under the bed and pull everything out, especially in the kids' room or people's room where there are a lot of stuff is just flying all over the place. Things seem to slip under the couch, the bed, tables, things like that. And so just be aware and once a week, shift it out, take a look, see if you're missing anything, and pull it out so that you're allowing that chi, that energy to flow freely and not be stuck. If you're doing the 10, 15, 20 minute timer a night, please do. It's amazing. You can also add this into it. And so just one night, rather than do your regularly assigned area, you would go to the beds, the couch, etc. So other hidden clutter hotspots that we always forget about are your top of cabinets, backs of closets, inside the junk drawers. So most of us are vertically challenged and we're not able to see what's on the top shelf of cabinets unless we're on a stool and or ladder. And so sometimes things get shoved up there and in the back and we can't reach it. Pantries are also a very prime hotspot for this situation where the top shelves, what you can't see, there's stuff up there. So grab a ladder and go look to see what is hiding up there. And potentially sometimes even if you put the decor items up on the actual top of the cabinets, sometimes they fall over or you had stuffed so much stuff up there that you can't see what's on the in the back. And so also those areas, take a look and see what is there and either pull it to the front so you can see what it is or take it down completely and find a new home for it. And then I can't tell you how many times closets, like we lose things in closets that just like goes and like disappears for eons. And so along the floor of, and even that top shelf, it's the hard to see areas, the hidden areas. Our clothes like to hide a lot of the excess in our closets. And so of course we want the organized closet where nothing's on the floor, everything's in an assigned spot. It's so neat, it's beautiful. You could put it on Instagram, but sometimes that's not reality. And so just do a check with your feet, your hands, and you can like run it along the flooring to see if anything's hiding behind the clothes. Sometimes our clothes fall off the hanger and we haven't seen it in forever and we forgot about it. And when you do this, you see it again and then you can hang it, wash it. And our junk drawers. We ideally in an organized house do not want any junk drawers. We want organized drawers. And so every week, once a week, when it is the assigned G day, I want you to go through what is becoming the junk drawer again, right? I understand it's gonna happen. You're gonna just toss things in there because you don't have time, mental capacity, however the reason. But once a week, once a month, whatever you set for yourself, G's gotta come into play, all right? And so you have to put the things where they go. It helps tremendously if you have trays. So go buy drawer trays at Container Store, Walmart, Target. It's amazing how many stores now carry containers. You can find them at the dollar store even, and they're perfect and work great for a drawer. Just know that even though it's the clutter that's under the couch, under your bed, is out of sight, it does not mean that it's out of your mind. Your brain knows it's there. And this can also lead to a low level stress or even unease, similar to how you feel if you have an unchecked to-do list, because you know that you have to take care of it. And it also, if you have hidden clutter, can sometimes reflect procrastination. And so if you know the mess is under the furniture, but you aren't dealing with it, that avoidance mindset can spill into other areas of your life. With the same opposite is true, if you're taking care of the clutter that is under the bed, under the couch, that sense of go get it attitude can also spill over into other areas of your life. So just ask yourself, which one do you want? Do you want the avoidance and the disorganization, or do you want to be organized and marking things off your to-do list? I hope I have tickled your fancy on what feng shui is and that you spend the next week Googling, researching, and feng shuiing your house. Tell me all about it. Go to our Facebook group and tell me your biggest surprise of correlation between what the one of the nine are and how it's affecting your life, whether good or bad. I'd love to hear either or. Okay, so thank you so much for joining me today. Remember that getting organized is not about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and makes your life easier. But most importantly, be kind to yourself during this organizing process. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a review. Also, join our Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization, and post pictures, ask questions, or tell us all about your feng shui journey. I'll be back with more actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Until next time, happy organizing.